In Great Britain, Conservative Party leader David Cameron got a boost today from polls that show he could win a majority of seats in Thursday's general election. Cameron's Conservatives are trying to unseat the long-ruling Labour Party. In advance of the election, NPR's Rob Gifford takes a look at a closely fought race in rural England.
In the constituency of Chippenham, in the deeply rural county of Wiltshire, west of London, resident Michael Simons is greeting the local Conservative Party candidate on the doorstep of his home.
Nice to meet you.
Best of luck.
Oh, thank you very much. Is this your day, lady? Really nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Simons has lived in the village of Winsley for more than 30 years, and the main issues for him in this election are clear.
Immigration, jobs, and the financial situation. I think that's the main things, really.
The man he's speaking to is Wilfred Emanuel Jones, the Conservative Party candidate, who has strong views on all these issues. Strong Conservative views, including a proposed limit on the number of immigrants allowed into Britain.
Obviously, all the political parties now admit that it was a massive mistake not to stage the Eastern European immigration into this country. And then for immigration outside the EU, what we need to do is have a cap.
These views are held by many people who see Britain being overrun by immigrants and see the resurgent Liberal Democrat Party's plan to give citizenship to illegal immigrants as too soft. Emanuel Jones's pitch is complicated slightly by the fact that he himself is black, the son of immigrants from Jamaica. He grew up in poverty, one of eight children, but now runs a successful farm business, a classic immigrant success story. No one in Winsley seems to care at all about the colour of his skin. The crucial thing is his firmly conservative stance on key issues, such as reducing the size of Britain's generous welfare state.
After the election, the reality is going to set in that we got a massive debt to sort out, which means that there are going to have to be cuts, that there's going to have to be a subconscious change in the way that we think. So the idea that you've got this big state who's there to look after us and care for us ain't going to happen, and that people have to realise that.
In the villages of Wiltshire, Emanuel Jones is on home turf, a reminder of the deeply conservative views of much of rural Britain. But in a debate the same day with the candidates of the other main parties at Sheldon School in the nearby town of Chippenham, the reception is more mixed.
It doesn't matter who wins. I'm trying to be honest with these people who are going to have to pay the bill in the future.
Emanuel Jones's opponent in what is a neck-and-neck race in Chippenham is an eloquent Oxford-educated accountant called Duncan Hames, standing for the Liberal Democrats. Hames says that the frank talk about cutting the budget for the public sector is the true face of the Conservative Party that National Leader David Cameron is trying to hide.
No, there are some big differences, but I think you're right to say that some of the differences in the political outlook of the candidates are smoothed over by the PR operations of the political parties. Some of the things my Conservative opponent says about his ideological attitude to the public sector are things that you would never hear David Cameron say.
Hames himself is more careful, sticking to his party's message of change in the way that politics is done while maintaining funding for the public sector. As the debate wraps up, Wilfred Emanuel Jones is challenged by an 18-year-old student who accuses him of not caring about the poor.
You have no response to my question, though. Well, you didn't even know the income tax threshold.
Could I just answer the question?
Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me about poverty.
After several attempts to speak, Emanuel Jones gives up, pulls on his jacket, shakes hands with a few more people and heads for the door. While it's hardly full-on class warfare, after all the accusations that this election is focused too much on the personalities of the party leaders, it's clear that here at the grassroots, the election will be decided on policies as much as ever before. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Chippenham, Western England.